The Queensland Government has announced it will provide nearly $900,000 in funding to the Queensland AIDS Council in order to raise awareness for the anti-HIV medication PrEP. The news comes after a trial which enabled participants to access the drug for free, which was ended 18 months early. The Wire's Lucy Heron has this story.
PrEP plays a vital role in the prevention of HIV.
It's actually been an amazing game changer in the field of HIV prevention. It's basically a single pill taken every day that prevents the person from contracting HIV.
Those at risk of HIV include men who have sex with men, injection drug users, and anyone who has sex with someone who has already contracted the virus. And when taken daily, it is said to be 99% effective. In order to get more Queenslanders at risk to take up PrEP, the government has announced it will provide $870,000 to the Queensland AIDS Council.
PrEP got added by the federal government to the PBS, which basically therefore allows anyone with a prescription to access this drug at a more affordable basis than what it had been previously.
Queensland AIDS Council President Peter Black says it will replace a trial that has been providing people with free access to PrEP.
The state government has decided to end the PrEP trial, but it has returned the money that would have been cut to the Queensland AIDS Council as a result of the trial ending back to the Queensland AIDS Council so that we can do a few different things for the community.
However, Dr. Fiona Bishop, a researcher involved in the trial, says they weren't told where the money was going to go.
We were given very short notice that funding was being removed, and so we would have to close the study down. And in the study, people were being given their pills for free, and data was being collected. That's now been ended, and there actually hasn't been any discussion with the stakeholders involved in what that money would be used for.
She said studying PrEP is important because it shows just how effective it is.
I was just at a conference a couple of days ago where the coordinators from those studies were giving fantastic information that they'd collated from those studies, and in New South Wales they've seen a 32% drop in HIV since the introduction of PrEP. And my concern is that with the QPrep study being closed down early, we now no longer have the funding to actually collate all of the data and learn from the study.
She said she hopes the money would be used for the right reasons, if not for reopening the study.
Better education of GPs in general, because a lot of doctors don't understand how to prescribe PrEP or how safe it is to use. And also perhaps some sort of a system of being able to provide it at very low cost for those people that are still financially finding it difficult.
Mr. Black assures it will be used for many things, including making access easier for those who are disadvantaged.
It will allow us to continue to promote the availability of PrEP to high-risk people throughout the state, especially in regional and rural areas and Indigenous communities, who may not easily have access to both the GP and the pharmacy. It's about both increasing the accessibility of it and also promoting the message behind that there are, you know, tens of thousands of people throughout the state that are potentially at a higher risk of acquiring HIV, and they need to be informed of the power of this drug as a tool to prevent the transmission of HIV.
Dr. Bishop agrees it's important to make sure disadvantaged communities are able to access PrEP.
It's actually been great for people in the community who are at risk because it's engaged them in regular checkups and people getting tested for sexually transmitted infections, and generally I think it's improved people's health in that sector. Some of the most vulnerable groups are the ones who will be most affected, such as Indigenous populations and transgender people and people from more remote areas.
For those wondering when to expect the benefits from the funding, Mr. Black says it shouldn't take longer than a few months.
We are certainly confident that by the end of the year, we'll be able to ramp up some of our programs and reach some of those hard-to-get-to communities and areas of the state so that they can also get the benefits of these advances.
That story was by Lucy Heron.